This is the Pacific National Board Technology Committee meeting for November 23rd, 2008. And we are going to get things going by asking if anyone on the call wants to be the secretary. Jack, Rob, Bill, Bob, Anthony, Bonnie, and Wendy. Would any of you like to take notes?
I would, except I'm too sick and I might get off the call early.
Sorry. Bill, I'm in my car, like or not.
Is there anyone who can?
I can do it depending on how long the call goes on for, Michael. If it's going to be 2 or 3 hours, I can't do it.
It won't be. I think we will be on for an hour, maybe an hour and a half at most. And we've been pretty good about keeping.
Stick to that. I'll schedule. Do it.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So that's Rob is going to be the secretary. Thank you, Rob. Is there any objection to that? Okay. So. We should take roll.
I don't have the roster in front of me. I can get it for a minute, but do you have one there, Michael?
No, but can I just tell you who's on the call? And then
sure, go ahead.
That'd be the most efficient way. And then if anyone else has joined us, they can to include their name in this. Jack Van Aken is here. Maybe y'all can just say here, Jack Van Aken.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Robinson.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
I'm here.
Bob Lederer.
Right.
Anthony Fest.
Here.
Bonnie
here.
Simmons.
Here.
And Wendy Schrell.
So who are we missing, Michael? That we know of.
The people who are on the committee that aren't here?
Right.
Okay. Well, I can send you a list of that.
Never mind. I'll work that out
offline.
Go ahead.
Okay.
George is missing from T.
Okay.
Yeah. If you look at the header of the email,
I've got a roster someplace. I just can't find it very quickly. Go ahead, please.
All right. Good. So then we want to get an agenda. Bill Crozier has put on the agenda a discussion of our website. It's particularly a discussion of its currency updating. From Rob, if that's all right, talk about Creative Commons and Democracy Now. I can give something of a report about the motion that we sent to Sherry Gindelman last month regarding our getting or encouraging the PNB to get an accounting of the technology expenditures. And are there any other items? Anyone want to discuss anything else? Okay. Well, let's start with the website. By the way, there won't be a report from John tonight, who is just not going to give a report. That's all I can say right now. But, Bill, you want to talk about the website and its status?
Okay, and I apologize, I'm not at my computer right now, so if it's changed in the last few days, I wouldn't know. But I remember last time I checked last week, there's still some things that need to be updated. I know all that takes time on a regular basis, but with Pete gone, I wasn't sure if we need to get some more help. I'm not sure if John's the only one who's able to do that now or what, but there's still some things that's old that needs to be updated or taken off on both the Pacifica.org and PacificaFoundation.org. And for somebody visiting the site, you know, that's not on the board looking for something, it doesn't look great to have old stuff there. And I was glad that the Pacific Radio Archives fundraiser was up there. That was great, but some of the other material needs to be updated. So the question is, do we need to get asked for help from more time from John or somebody else if he's too busy?
Yeah, I checked it just tonight, and I don't know if what I saw is the same thing that you saw, but we were still posting. Pacific.org was still posting information about the election and announcing that we were going to cover it on whatever it was, November whatever 4th.
Yeah, so that's the kind of thing I was talking about.
Yeah, that's kind of come and gone.
Is John on the call? Could we ask him if he...
No, John is not on the call.
Okay.
And Otis, I think, plugged us in, you know, to stream. And I don't think that we can ask Otis anything about the foundation.
Yeah. Okay.
Michael?
Mm-hmm. Wendy?
So you guys couldn't hear me? I was trying to be recognized.
No.
Okay.
I'm
the wrong switch or something. So I really don't know. I mean, this is a problem when you lay people off. Other people have to do it, and we haven't been told who is actually doing this. I think John's a good start. Anyway, but what I wanted to say is that I've been asking for, I think, 3 years that we could put up the photos of the members of the Pacific and National Board, and I don't even think right now, I didn't look today, but I'm not sure that the right members are listed there, so I would just add that to the list. If we're going to have a page that says who's your board, it should probably say who's your board.
As far as we know.
Well, we know who's on the board. I know who's on the board.
Well, the P&B stuff has been slow to be updated for a long time, I know.
Right, but here's what it says when you go there. It says a picture is coming soon for, 80% of the board. So
yeah, no,
we should either take it down and not put anybody's picture up there or make it more up to date. So I would just add that to one of the concerns. But there's a lot more that should be up there that isn't up there, too.
Anybody have any ideas about helping the website stay current, or should we ask the P&B to seek information about what to do about this problem?
It's Bill again.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I haven't done this yet, but would it help if we made a list of things that we see that need to be updated, and then that maybe they could prioritize. If somebody doesn't have time to do it all, then at least we could indicate which things, like what Wendy said, either should be taken down or updated. Prioritize
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah.
That couldn't hurt. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's good because it's, I mean, I maintain the website at my job, and it's like, it's one thing for someone to call you up and say, hey, it's not up to date, but it's another thing for them to tell you what page you're talking about.
Right.
And so I think it'd be extremely helpful to have a list.
And then we could just send that to John as something helpful. Yeah.
It's Bill again.
Uh-huh.
Does somebody want to collect all that before we send it to John so he's not hit from all of us with all this stuff? And I don't know what process you want to use to get this information to him.
Yeah, that occurred to me to be, the next step is to organize our ideas and our assistance and our, the things we our suggestions. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Michael, it's Bonnie.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Bonnie.
I'm going to try.
As best you can.
I never had my voice go totally out before. maybe we could all just take a week and email to each other through the tech committee with a list of things that we noticed that really need to be addressed on the website and then have it in some sort of list form, because I think you're right. As you say, it would, you know, we don't want to be pelting somebody with emails from each corner.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone care to collect this this data as we look at it this week? I don't mind doing it. I've got a little time over the holidays, so I would be happy to do it, in fact. So if I would just handle this as a sort of informal kind of task, you know, where anyone who's interested in looking at, if that's all right with people. I don't want to put something forward that's not good for the committee, but I could be the hub for collecting this information if no one else wants to do it.
The idea is to search out what's out of date on the website, or?
I think so, yeah. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Michael.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at what's out of date, or if you have any obvious improvements, you know, suggestive improvements.
Mm-hmm.
I can send out an email to the committee and remind us to do this task and to remind everyone to send the information, especially to me.
Okay, so to be clear, we're going to all, like, look at the Pacifica website this week. We have, like, 1 week to do it. What's the deal? We're going to all look at it and see what we think needs to be updated and send it to Michael Woodson, michael.woodson@sjcd.edu.
That seems okay to me. Anybody have input on the committee? Anybody need more time to do this?
One week is good. We need to, like, make it sound more exciting or something. We got Bonnie, who sounds like she's about to die, and you're a little bit droll, Michael. So let's make this a task. Let's all work on this. We're the technology committee. There's no one else to do it. Let's all take some time and look at the Pacifica website. Now, when you say Pacifica website, you're talking about Pacifica.org, PacificaFoundation.org, and PacificaNetwork.org. In fact, PacificaNetwork.org is probably a little more up-to-date than the rest of them. So if we could focus on the other two, that might be good.
The PacificaFoundation.org, PacificaNetwork.org, and...
Pacifica.org. Does everybody here understand the difference? This was something that was stated, I think, 3 years ago, and it was really what the idea was that Pacifica.org would be an open source platform that would be kind of grabbing stuff from the metadata that each of our stations would send to. It was going to be kind of automatic. It would be about programming. Okay, and then PacificaFoundation.org was supposed to be where stuff about our governance and who we are and our financial statements and all that kind of stuff would go there. And then PacificaNetwork.org was about affiliates and, you know, who are the different stations that are affiliates and how do you affiliate and that kind of stuff. But all of it really was supposed to be linked from Pacifica.org because that's what people know about. So you're supposed to be able to find all these other things from Pacifica.org, but the stuff that would be appearing on the site every minute of every day was supposed to be kind of about all the great stuff we're bringing out in programming. But anyway, an assessment of how that's all working would be really helpful, I think.
This is Bill.
Okay, Bill.
Yeah, that's kind of one of my pet peeves, too, because I agree with Wendy, that's the way it's supposed to work, but it still hasn't worked that way. I know if you look at, and again, I'm not in front of my computer, but if you look at the programming, there's a tab or something that it talks about, I think, public affairs programming from all the different stations. Well, I don't believe any of the ones from KPFT are listed. There's just a few from, I forget. I mean, there's some I think that, you know, Democracy Now's listed in maybe a few WBAI programs. And I, but all of our stations have programs that aren't listed there.
That would be under one of the drop downs.
I believe that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an org. I think there's one on programming. Something about public affairs programming.
Well, either way, that's our assignment, right? That we're going to all look at it and see how it's working, what we think needs to be changed, and specifying the exact pages we're talking about by looking at the line in the URL.
Right, and to help John or whoever. And to help John, whoever, we need to just say something's missing. Instead of saying something's missing, we need to list what needs to be added specifically, like what programs and what other events and other information.
So as we see something to send on to John, something that needs to be updated or approved, then we can copy the URL with the suggested change so that it can be easily traced. That's great. Yeah, that's very handy. Try to remember to do that, committee, if you will.
No, that's our assignment. We have to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was talking about actually tagging the URL, which isn't really intuitive, I don't think. That's good. That was your advice, Wendy.
Yeah, that is my advice, because I said, my website at work, people just always tell me, hey, change this to that. But if I don't know what page they're talking about, I need to know what page they're talking about.
Yeah, that adds great clarity. Yeah, that's very efficient.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, the website matter is certainly a big issue. Does anyone else on the call want to bring something up? Well, Bill, does that satisfy agenda item number one as you delivered it?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
And thank you for collecting the information. And we need to also thank John for, and Pete, if he's still doing anything for us, for taking care of what they are taking care of, because that was a big job.
Yeah, certainly. I'll try to remember to be gracious to them to John, if he's the only one, when I send this information on. For sure. Let's talk about the Creative Commons news. This is kind of exciting, Rob.
Well, it really isn't news, Michael. It's just that Lawrence Lessig, the inventor of Creative Commons, was on the Charlie Rose Show this Friday, touting, and both of them were touting Democracy Now!, which is one of the most widely distributed programs across all digital media, and it's on video and audio, and it's now being distributed with Creative Commons licensing so that it can be passed on even further. And I simply say that because in spite of the fact that the PNB embraced digital distribution a year or so ago, we've now had a number of people that have claimed that distribution was not an issue for Pacifica and that licensing had nothing to do with distribution. And that's fine. We've passed on another opportunity to reach more listeners. It really doesn't bear any more discussion. I simply wanted to make that point.
I think there is a notion that somehow the licensing and the distribution are separate. I was talking to somebody here in Houston about that, and they corrected me that they were separate, and I didn't want to labor the need to get, you know, people's approval to distribute before we did distribute, you know, so I left it alone. So I think your comment that people kind of understand it or whatever is not been my experience anyway. I think we get bogged down because people don't really see the need to license first and then distribute.
This is Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
I had someone, when that announcement went out, I had someone write to me and say, so the only people that have to pay for Democracy Now anymore is Pacifica, and they pay a lot. And so I know that that's not, that our arrangement is different, and it's not just because of our, I mean, I'd just like someone to explain the difference. We're a distributor of the program, as are lots of other stations. How does that factor into this Creative Commons licensing, if at all?
Well, Wendy, I don't think it does. I think the point is that our contract with Democracy Now provides them with the basic money that they've always used to produce the program. But the issue about distribution is now that Democracy Now is not only circulated to Pacifica Radio and the affiliates, but it's circulated to the affiliates that Democracy Now has gathers revenue from to circulate to distribute the show to. They also distribute it on on the internet, on to cable access television. It's on so many platforms now that one of the things that they're now using the Creative Commons license for is to enable people to pass it on, but only for certain purposes. Only for non-commercial uses, for example.
Is there a time element to this? Or are they able to get the show Democracy Now for free?
What it means is that people can pass it on for free to other for non-commercial purposes.
At any time, at the top of the hour when it airs live. And any time after that?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, Rob,
the point is, folks, that distribution is important in the modern world. If you're in the broadcast business, you're competing worldwide, and distribution is important, and licensing is increasingly going to become an issue in the ease and the legality with which you distribute your content, and also it determines the uses that you can put it to. For example, one of the things is whether or not you can take pieces out of it and use it derivatively. But the point I was trying to make is we have passed up on dealing with distribution and dealing with licensing, so we don't have to worry about those things. Similarly, we don't have to worry about reaching larger audiences. So that was my point. It was not to say that licensing has some kind of an impact on whether or not other people should be funding it. We still fund Democracy Now. We provide them with the basic money by contract to produce the show. That's the way it's been.
Michael?
Go ahead, Wendy.
I understand, Rob. I'm actually kind of trying to be Michio Kaku, you know, where he asks, he understands it, but he asks these questions he asks so that the greater audience can understand it. And so what I think I understand it myself. It doesn't change the affiliates agreements that Democracy Now! Has, or of course it doesn't change the thing with Pacifica because we have an actual contract, but I think the regular listener can obviously use Democracy Now! As long as they're not making money off it. I think for radio stations, they are still bound by the agreements that they have, and this doesn't change anything for that, does it?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
As long as you're not selling it. Well, I think the difference between being the Creative Commons license and it, which means anybody else can download and use it for whatever they want as long as they're not making money on it, how does that apply to radio stations who actually do use it for fundraising purposes? It's still we all still have the same agreements, right?
For organizations that want to that earn their money, whose business model for earning revenue is that you provide the content and then the listeners that listen fund you either as members or by some other means fund you because they appreciate what you're doing. Distribution and licensing give you the opportunity of getting your programming to orders of magnitude more people than can listen to you within a signal area.
Mm-hmm.
Within an FM signal area, the only people that can listen are the people that can get your signal. The minute you go on the internet, people, you know, worldwide. And so if you license your content so that it can be passed on, for example, for non-commercial purposes, you can continue to solicit by embedding information in the content of that. You can continue to get donations. You can direct them to online fundraising and things like that. And they can keep passing it on to other people for non-commercial purposes, or you can negotiate commercial purposes if people want it. And you can also make determinations whether or not they can sample information in the broadcast and use that derivatively for whatever purposes. But the point is not the details of Creative Commons licensing. The point is that distribution of programming and the use of licensing as a related function to distribution are ways of opening programming to larger audiences that we have passed up on. Okay?
Right. No, I understand
that.
That's
all.
Okay.
That's all. And we had on a national program, Charlie Rose and Larry Lessig praising Democracy Now! For doing that. You know, and we partnered with Lessig several years ago. So for those of us on this committee that believe we should be advising Pacifica on technological issues and the use of technology, you know, one of the concerns is we keep taking a pass on things that will bring our programming in front of larger audiences. That's my point.
I'm sorry, I missed that part. That was on Charlie Rose? Just talking about the fact that Democracy Now! Did it?
It was not the entire subject of the interview.
No, but it could have been us. It could have been us on
that. It could have been Pacifica. We had a relationship with Lessig and Creative Commons, as far as I know, before Amy did.
Right.
But Amy figured out why it was useful and did it and is using it.
Right.
And it's part of her distribution strategy.
Right.
And we've gone through these discussions on the board, and people have denied that licensing had anything to do with distribution or that distribution was something that Pacifica should be concerned about. And for those of us on the technology committee, we may want to think seriously about whether or not those attitudes on the Pacifica National Board are going to help us survive the predicament that we're in right now.
If I could just add on that, I don't know if it's, I mean, I know what you're saying is correct, Rob, that their inaction was a denial, but I just want to say that I thought that there was actually pretty good support while this was in the spotlight with the PNB that we should indeed do it, but yeah, they never did it, so it's the same thing as a denial, but worth bringing back up again, I think, and thank you for bringing it back up again, and Amy for bringing it up again.
Yeah, I'd like to carry this discussion a little further. I don't think it's tedious because it's very important, and if the committee members are sort of checking out at this point, let me know. And we can go on to another issue, but it seems to me that if we could get an executive director with a vision that, you know, like, and make this a priority, that would be the way to implement it. I don't know that the board, you know, can actually, you know, as a group, either practically or, you know, in the nature of the board itself would handle this. You know, it's a job to to handle as a full-time employee to figure out where you're going with this huge task. You have to have a vision. You have to have a strategic plan to implement it, you know, and you have to have a staff to make it real. And it just seems to me that the failure to put this in motion is the result of having a stable director, you know. So I'm not sure that the board lacks support for this thing. I just don't think it got done because no one hired anybody to make it happen or put policies into place to make it happen. Don't you think that comes from the staff side of things, the management side of things?
Excuse me, this is Andrea. I'm sorry I was late to the call, but
hi, Andrea.
Hi, are we all here? Are we at quorum?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, good. I'd like to just ask a question.
Go ahead, Andrea.
Oh, thanks. I don't think the board ever voted on it, on putting it into action. Did they, Wendy or Rob?
Yeah, they
or
did.
Or Michael?
They did.
Oh, they did vote on it?
Mm-hmm.
In favor of it?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay. So it wasn't the board who dropped the ball then?
Yeah, they dropped the ball. I don't think there's any point in discussing this anymore. I mean, this is...
There's every day a different priority, I think, is the simple answer, Andrea.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very sympathetic to the problem. Yeah, I understand that there's not enough money and there's not enough,
I don't think it would have cost
control.
Well,
to distribute it, you've got to hire somebody and you've got to update the websites that put, you know, the programming on it. It's... you got to respond to the needs of people who want to download, I would guess. You know, it's very intensive. I think it's in a whole new direction, the way I see it, for Pacifica. In one way, you know, for the national organization to pick up something like distributing digitally would be, a major undertaking. No?
I'm not sure I can talk, though.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
I can try. Just feel really
you sound horrible.
It's the absolute worst laryngitis ever. I think since we're going to go ahead and look at the websites, something that we could do that would at least be an entree into this would be to look at AudioPort and then, just for comparison... I don't know if everybody is familiar with PRX, the NPR distribution site. I think if we were able to come up with a much better way for people to be able to use AudioPort to at least expose our shows to other radio stations, and also like PRX does, you can actually just as, you know, a member of the public, you can go up there and register and then hear all the things that are offered up there. I think it would be really helpful since we're going ahead and making a list of things about the website if we included AudioPort in that.
Let me ask.
That's actually a small beginning step into figuring out how we can better systematize stuff.
Good.
Does everyone on this call have a password to AudioPort?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think the PNB does either, and I do. And
I don't have one either.
Yeah, it's been one of my issues. I'm going to bring it back up because there's no problem in getting it. It just hasn't been done.
Who has to do it?
Well, that's the question, I guess. But I bet we can get it done.
Oh, great.
I'll go ahead and take the lead on that because it's one of my issues.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's quite a large topic of conversation, the issue of distribution and licensing. You know, it's
and hearing what we have, I'll just throw that one in there too.
Yeah. I mean, Bonnie is right. In a way, some of the, you know, the stations do some of this organizing already. You can access shows on KPFT's website, for example. You know, which doesn't, you know, it may just be a small step to going from there to getting the data to somebody, which makes these shows accessible. You know. You know, because you have really good guests, and week in and week out, you know, on each station, and whether or not that's easy to find, you know, like Mike Davis or whatever, you know, whether you can find those people by going to our national website, Pacific website, is another issue. It would be nice to have a, you know, this kind of archiving going on. I think we, you know, everybody on the technology committee recognizes that. You know, it's what we should be working towards.
Michael, this is Rob. You do realize that Pacifica has the capacity to stream programming on the internet, and they can basically break the bonds of the FM you know, model that you have at the local stations, where the only programming that people can get on FM is what's being broadcast in the 168-hour period. Now, mm-hmm. people can go to the audio port and select programs if they know where to look and what programs there are. But Pacifica also has the capacity to stream programming that breaks out of the bond of what's on one particular station in one signal area. And one of the things about broadcasting on the internet, again, is that anybody in the world can listen to it. So if we're really interested in reaching larger audiences of listeners, one of the things we have to do is recognize that there are platforms that are open to everybody in the world, not simply people that have a code or know what to look for or know the name of a program.
Right. So, well, we can just do good programming that people want to hear, progressive programming or whatever you want to call it. You know, something reliable and something a person who
right.
is that kind
but,
of audience would turn to.
But the point is not to make it hard for people to figure out what's there by creating secret handshakes and logons and stuff like that. The point
I love
is,
your irony.
The point is to give them programming that they can reach, even if you can't put it on the FM. You can't put all the programming on an FM signal at the same time, but you can put collections of programming on the internet and hook that to the website with information about how they can look up more things. To expect that people are simply going to go to an audio port to download programming rather than to provide them with the audio equivalent on the internet of broadcast streams seems to me to be accepting the same restrictions that we have on FM. And I, you know, I think that doesn't really help. So I don't want to belabor this again, because we have been through this issue, we have reported, we have talked about this issue. You know, the issue really is, are we going to look technologically at going beyond the FM paradigm, or are we simply going to keep doing business the way we're doing and accept the constrictions that we're in right now, which are not working to our advantage, I would say.
Hmm.
This is Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, I agree. I think something we've really done a really poor job on, and this includes at KPFT, and it's partly my fault, I haven't pushed it a lot either, is that we need to make it easier for people to find the programming we have on. As an example, if you go to the iTunes store, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of free podcasts available. If you type in KPFT, you find about a dozen shows that somebody has under the trouble of having them listed there. But we have a lot more programs that are also on our archives and that we podcast, but they're not, if you go to iTunes, you can't find them. We also don't, most of our shows that are archived, nobody enters the metadata for in the software we already have, so that if somebody does a search, they won't find, like, who's on the show today, for example. If you're doing an interview with Howard Zinn or anybody, you know, so search engines can't find it. So if you don't know where to look, if you don't know to go to one of the Pacifica stations or the Pacifica website, you won't find a lot of what we have on. And I think we need to make it easier for people to find it. You know, we've talked about this before. There's millions of people with MP3 players all the time. They're downloading material all the time. And we need to make them find it easier for them to find our programming so they can listen when they want to, wherever they want.
Does any station in the network do a bang-up job of this kind of thing, digital information?
Well, KPFA is usually several years ahead of the rest of the stations, but recently KPFK has been catching up and doing a great deal. So
you know who is on a show every day, and it's archived where you can find it on their website and searching, say, a name?
Yes.
That's excellent.
KPFA has got very good capacity for finding the archives for any of the shows. But as a network, what we don't do a good job is making the programming, the broader programming available from all stations, available to listeners on the Internet. Now, that's not to say that we can immediately put everything we get on the Internet immediately, but there are lots of things that we could put together to begin attracting more listeners and then driving those listeners that come from outside our signal areas back to the signal areas.
Hmm. Seems like it could be organized from the bottom up if we could get T to ask in the KPFA how they get their data out there and organized and so on.
Yeah, this is Bill again. Yeah, I mean, we redid our website about a year ago, and I remember asking when they were processing getting this planned, would we be able to do this and that? And I was told that yes, but most of that hasn't happened. So we need to work on things here at T, I guess. But just an example of what could be done, if you folks remember the Winter Soldier investigation, the hearings that was broadcast or streamed live on KPFA, you know, anybody who Googled Winter Soldier would probably find that back then, because they did a really good job of putting it on the website. They even created a separate website just for that, but you could also find links to KPFA. But maybe not every program we have is quite that dramatic and significant, but every program we have has stuff that we should make it easier for people to find it, so that you don't have to know the name of the show or what station it's on, but if you're looking for information about, say, a particular author or activist or elected official, and Google their name, you know, it would be nice if it popped up specific links to specific shows on our stations, so people could find it, and then a link from there to where they could be found in the archives, for example, or if it was an upcoming show, you know, when could you hear it? And we don't do that very well.
Have we exhausted this one pretty well? Well, thank you all for contributing to the subject of distribution and I guess it's a licensing conversation. I think the committee should make clear that the licensing is related to the distribution, and the simple fact that if you can get people who are your guests to sign off on this agreement, then we've got more material to distribute, you know, and you really can't distribute stuff that's not, you know, agreeable to the interviewee to get out there, you know. I think people miss the point. You can't distribute something that's privileged information, you know. So anyway, the motion that we brought up last time about getting feedback from the management and from staff when they are given grants, that we want the PNB to get a follow-up report about where those grants stand and how they've been fulfilled. That was a motion that we passed last week. Do you all remember?
Yes.
Motion? Yeah. Well, I haven't heard back from Sherry about that yet. And I had Jack send her a note just in case she didn't get my email, and he did that today. So we're still waiting to hear back from the PNB to see if they like our idea and want to take that up.
Michael, was it just about tech grants?
Yes, yeah. That station managers would report to the local board the status of it and kind of give a summary report when the grant was finished. So, yeah, I'm sure that's in the making. There's nothing to object to this, I would guess. Or, you know, certainly, since it went up through a committee, that will at least look at it, you know, at some point. But I think the National Board has been busy on other things. But you got to love the way we function, moving right along. And that's all I have for tonight's agenda. Does anyone else want to bring up something ad hoc? I need to find out. I was looking at my calendar. It seems like we're running into another holiday season, that's for sure. And I think the 21st was a Sunday. I just misplaced my calendar. If anybody has a calendar that wants to bail me out here.
Yep, the 21st is a Sunday.
Yeah.
Can anybody check the KPFTX calendar, make sure there's no conflict?
I'm on there right now. What do you want to know?
Is there a meeting on the 21st of December?
Oh, December.
Scheduled? No, I'm on it now, too. Nope, the 21st is open.
Do we want to do Sunday? I don't.
Hanukkah begins at sunset that night.
Okay, so that's a holiday. The 28th?
28th. Wait. That's a Sunday, too.
Mm-hmm.
We have the 22nd, 23rd, 26th, 27th, the 29th, 30th, 31st. Of course, not 31st, but what about 29th? Do you guys really like Sundays or something?
Not particularly.
PNB's been doing Sundays, too, and it's just, I don't know if it's our best thing.
29th's okay with me.
What about the 29th, Monday the 29th?
Monday the 29th? Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, that's okay with me. Normally, I can't do it on Monday because I have a class, but that's a good time.
But it's the holidays.
Right. No, the 29th of December is fine. Are there any objections to that? Do it December 29th? Is it 8? 5 o'clock is too early then out on the West Coast, so we should do it at 8:30, right?
Yeah. 8:30.
P.M.?
East Coast. East Coast time?
East Coast, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Just be warned, if the PNB tries to do Sunday the 28th, I'm going to steer them to a different day, too. But
Oh, we'll get bumped for sure.
Well, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of days in December open because everybody keeps saying there won't be any days in December open.
You got to love the logic.
All right, so 29th, 8:30?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Monday.
Move to adjourn.
Do we want to have a second choice in case the PNB decides to be
30th?
The 30th is okay with me,
Tuesday
too.
Tuesday the 30th?
That'd be okay.
All right. Well, I'll put down the 29th on the calendar, and if we get bumped, then we'll do it on the 30th of December. Terrific.
Thank you all.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining our committee meeting tonight, and we will talk to you next month.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Good night, everybody. Feel better soon, buddy.